One of the things that we're learning today is that our traditional financial reports are not meeting our user needs. Neither the public nor the government decision makers appear to be looking at our standard reports, such as our balance sheet or our net operating costs.
Danny Werfel, the Comptroller of the Office of Management and Budget and head of the Office of Federal Financial Management, believes it's time to move beyond the days of simply complying with the mandates of the nearly 20-year-old Federal Chief Financial Officer Act.
When the CFO Act was passed, it really had three objectives that it was going after. First, to improve the transparency of the government's finances, because a conclusion reached at the time was that there wasn't good insight into the financial situation of the federal government as a whole or each federal agency. The second objective was to get financial information in place to support government decision makers. And the third objective was to establish internal controls that didn't exist at the time to more comprehensively and aggressively mitigate the risk of waste and error in government programs.
Werfel's walk down memory lane concerning the CFO Act took place earlier this week at the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, National Governmental Accounting and Auditing Update Conference. He told the crowd of mostly federal accountants and finance managers that over time, better technology made it possible for more and more federal agencies to achieve clean audit opinions for their financial statements, the highest recognition of accuracy that can be given to an accurate statement. But Werfel says a recent historic expenditure of a large sum of federal money to save the country from likely economic collapse has now changed citizen expectations regarding agency financials.
The Recovery Act exposed a gap between the public's demand for financial information and the capacity of the CFO Act-based accounting systems and infrastructure to produce it. So when we got the Recovery Act and we saw all the various transparency requirements associated with it, there was a mixed feeling within, I think, federal circles. On the one hand, we were excited by the challenge. We agreed, of course, in the principle that in this important legislation, that tracking these funds in an unprecedented way, more detail than has ever been done before, to provide the American people with clear insight into exactly how this money was flowing through federal agencies out into the public sphere and what was happening to that money once it hit state and local economies. That was what it's all about. That's what we signed up for. Going back to my objectives of the CFO Act, the transparency was the primary objective. So we were excited about this challenge. And in particular, it put the CFO community in the forefront in terms of the challenge was levied straight at them, at us, to meet this challenge. But at the same time, we recognize that our accounting systems that are set up to produce these corporate-style balance sheets, the infrastructure that we've developed over the last 20 years, was not as nimble as it needed to be to meet this complex array of new data requirements that came out of the Recovery Act.
Werfel believes this heralds a sea change in those financial statements, as evidenced by the record traffic going to websites like recovery.gov and usaspending.gov.
What we do see, as I mentioned earlier, is a very strong growth in public demand for spending data. There is a clear trend that we're seeing from the public in terms of what they're interested in terms of government finances. And that is not on the what we owe and the what we own of our balance sheets, but the public's demand is zeroed in on where the money is going.
Well, I think what we're really seeing here is the need to move to the next step in financial reporting.
For some added perspective, we turn to Jeanette Franzel, Managing Director of Financial Management and Assurance with the Government Accountability Office. She's also on the steering committee for the AICPA Accounting and Auditing Conference. She works closely with Danny Werfel at OMB and says she understands his insight into more citizens being interested in more immediate government spending data. And she says, fortunately, technology makes it all possible.
Currently, there is a lot of real-time reporting happening on federal websites regarding spending data, and we still have the annual financial statements, which are audited and provide a good annual accountability mechanism. So the real trick is taking all of the different venues of financial information and financial reporting and figuring out the best combination while still achieving accountability and auditability and assurance.
Danny Werfel says he's looking forward to the upcoming 20th anniversary of the CFO Act for another reason, because of an opportunity to reexamine the federal financial reporting model that it gave birth to.
The CFO Council has a project right now to look at this reporting model. We have a very important provision that was just enacted by Congress that not a lot of people saw, but when they passed a new version of the improper payments bill a few weeks ago, there was a provision in there that required the CFO Council and the Inspector General community to report back to Congress on lessons learned in the 20 years of the CFO Act, and in particular, lessons learned on whether this financial reporting model is meeting our needs.
Franzl adds that Congress intended the CFO Act Lessons Learned report to be a comprehensive look at the statute.
There are certain requirements in the law that it be fairly comprehensive and that OMB consult with many different stakeholders and parties who are interested along the way. So we would certainly look to a broad report that is comprehensive with the proper input from stakeholders. And we'd also look at benchmarking against criteria for measuring where are we now and where do we need to go in the future.
That's the GAO's Jeanette Franzl. Before that, we heard from OMB Comptroller Danny Werfel speaking before the AICPA Governmental Accounting and Auditing Conference. At the JW Marriott Hotel in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.